Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, and it is Tuesday at 4:30. That means we go right to the guest line to talk to our buddy Brian Hoyer, former Patriots quarterback. Brian Hoyer, just when we thought we couldn't like Drake May anymore, he goes out and he sets the record for completion percentage in a game, crossing Tom Brady's name off the list, and then tells us he likes Morgan Wallen. He grew up in the same town as Luke Combs. Like, I mean, is this guy the perfect quarterback for us in New England or what?
I mean, that's a man after my own heart. Obviously, I talked about Morgan Wallen. You're playing a little Luke Combs for me. That's about as country as it gets for me. And look, it's just week after week, he just keeps going out and getting things done in a way that quite literally we haven't seen in a long time. And as you mentioned, to break Tom's record of pass completion percentage in a game is pretty incredible, especially when you consider is weren't dinking and dunking. I mean, he's throwing the ball down the field, 52 yards in the air on the touchdown to Kayshon Booty, the whole shot in cover two to Mac Collins, the nice little baby fade, drop it in the bucket to Stephon Diggs. So he's hitting it at all different levels. And man, I was talking about it today on our podcast, and it's like, you almost don't want to like kind of talk about it too much because you don't want like the other shoe to drop. Like, is this too good to be true that you had Tom Brady for 20 years, had a few years in between that didn't go so well, and now you found this guy who's literally, I think I saw today, like first quarterback in NFL history in the first 20 games, like 4,000 yards passing, 500 yards rushing mm-hmm. in a certain amount of time. I mean, it's literally incredible. And the thing, and I've said this going back to his rookie year, that I love about him the most is his attitude. I mean, literally, you know, as humble as it can be, I'm sitting here at the Zavarian football game on Friday night. I look down, I'm like, is that Drake May? And they said, like, he just showed up. He didn't even understand, like, this is going to cause a ruckus. Like, he doesn't even know what he means to the people in this area yet. And to me, it just shows how humble he is and how thankful the Patriots fans should be that they were able to get him last year.
This is going to sound negative, but it really isn't. It's just sort of an acknowledgement of how good it is right now. But can we agree, like, this isn't sustainable? Like, I heard McCourty on the telecast say, I've never seen anyone complete passes, deep balls like this with this accuracy. There's going to be some sort of a wake-up call or regression at some point, right?
Yeah, I don't think that this guy's going to pass for over 100-yard rating in every game the rest of his career. I mean, if he is, then we will be talking about him like Tom and like Patrick Mahomes. There's going to be a point, and I think this week going against the Cleveland Browns, I mean, say what you want, and I'm not the fondest of my hometown team, but their defense is probably going to be one of the tougher challenges that Drake May and this offense has seen. I mean, obviously we all know about Myles Garrett, but they have Ward over there at corner. They have Jim Schwartz who's calling the plays. So this is it is the Cleveland Browns, but I promise you the defense is not their problems or have been their problem. So he's going to be challenged this week. And if we're sitting here next Tuesday and he throws for another 250, runs for 50 and throws for two touchdowns and protects the football, we're going to start talking about him having a second year like Patrick Mahomes had in his career where, you know, as a first-year rookie, basically didn't play, played that last game, and then all of a sudden came on the scene, and we're playing him in the AFC Championship game. So that's kind of what he's on trajectory for. But to your point, it's just not sustainable in this league to just assume that this kid's going to go out every week and play as amazing as he has.
Jeez, let me see. What aspect of his game are you most impressed by? You answered that. How about the challenge this week? Are you taking a look at my prep sheet, Hoyer? Jeez. It is interesting.
I'm in the media now. I know exactly how things are going to go. I mean, Tuesday is my day to cover the Patriots. So literally film the podcast, go and do a show down in Foxborough. I'm like, by the time I get to you guys, I'm locked in and ready to go.
So it's the perfect time to talk with you. I have to say, even though you played for so many different teams that you don't want to upset a fan base that cheered you on at one point, this is just sort of a preamble to the question. It is kind of fun, though, in case you ever see, now that you traffic more in social media, whenever there's a video of some fan doing a watch-along and they're like, how'd the Patriots get this guy? They own 4 years now. They don't deserve, you know, Dolphins fans, yeah. Bills fans, Jets fans, they're driving themselves crazy with watching Pat's highlights now with Drake May. But I wanted to ask you, between just maybe his own work, Mike Vrabel, Josh, who would you credit most with the amazing adjustments that he's made, not only from last year to this year, but from week one to week seven? He looks like a completely different guy who is now finally accessing his superpowers.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you have to give the credit to Drake, the work that he put in the offseason. I mean, I self-acclaimed when they hired Josh, I said, this is the perfect pairing. I went on record, and I couldn't believe the people who would question Josh after all he's done here in New England. But I knew that if Drake could caught up to speed with where Josh was at with his offense, that it would be a match made in heaven. I don't think anyone would realize that it was going to happen this quickly. But you have to credit Drake to the work he put in, not just on his fundamentals and the physical side, but obviously spending a lot of time in the playbook, spending a lot of time with Josh. And then you obviously look at the guys that are in the room with him. So not only Josh, but Ashton Grant and Riley Larkin, guys who are young and experienced and have been around quarterbacks in multiple different systems. And obviously Vrabel, I think, has been tremendous for him. He's talked about how he wants to challenge Drake and challenge him to be a leader. And it was a pretty cool moment to watch Drake give Vrabel that game ball. And it's kind of, in a weird way, like the passing of a torch, right? We watched so many years, Tom and Bill in those post game, whether it was celebrating some kind of crazy record that they had accomplished together. And now here it is. And you see this young kid, and it's hard to remember sometimes. He's only 23 years old. The way he carries himself, obviously the way he's playing, and Vrabel's two guys in the most important positions in the NFL.
So, Brian, you've seen this from the inside working with Josh and a lot of systems. You look at it with a probably more critical, analytical expert eye than we do. Where do you feel like Drake is in terms of the mental aspects of the game? If, you know, using the old 101, 201, 301, how much room is there for him to grow in that way?
Well, there's clearly room to grow. I mean, obviously, even a guy like Tom, when I was with him in the two different stints that I was, he was still growing in year 20. I mean, it's basically just repetition after repetition, seeing more defenses, having more experiences with certain plays. So there's clearly room for growth. I think the one thing, and I'm not going to speak for Drake, but when I see him out there playing, he's playing in almost what I would call like a flow-like state where he's literally just reading and reacting. And that's where you want to get to at the quarterback position. You don't want to be thinking. You don't want to be coming up with the ideas of what you're going to do before the play. And so the touchdown before halftime is a perfect example of that. It's a staple in the Patriots system. I mean, we've seen going back to Tom Brady in that first Super Bowl, he hit Troy Brown on the first in cut of that play that they're still running to this day. But there's a key in that play with that backside safety, and he pushes to the front side, that kind of in your mind alerts you to let the post go and let it rip. And the one thing I've been so impressed with is how accurate he can be on these deep throws. He clearly feels comfortable throwing them. He has tremendous touch, arc, and pace. And so he's playing at a level where I think to me what it looks like is he's going through his reads. He understands the why of the play, which is so crucial. I mean, there's certain plays Josh is calling to make sure that he gets out of his hands quickly. There's certain plays that, hey, go ahead and take a shot here. And I think he's doing a perfect job of mixing and matching all of that.
So we're talking with Brian Hoyer from the Quick the Patriots. No, what's cheese? You the Quick Snap. I'm sorry. There's so
quick
many.
My
apologies,
I'm all
buddy.
Over the place.
I know. Yeah. It's his big Patriots Tuesday. We're thrilled to have him here on WEI Afternoons. Brian, is there a chance or like could there be a propensity for maybe over preparing for a game? And I mention that because when you go up against a team like the Browns, obviously they present so many issues for you on defense. You've seen the rush that they bring with Myles Garrett. You've got the linebackers like the Joker swarming all over the field. Mason Graham's dominating the line, and they've got a good secondary. Like, should Drake May just be going about his prep this week the same way he normally does, or does this require an extra level of study, preparation, and intensity?
I mean, I think the reality is once you get to be that starting quarterback, there really is no extra level. There's just the level, and I think he's clearly prepping the right way because I think what you see is an understanding of what the defense is doing and then how to attack it. And so to me, basically all that happens along the way is you're thankful and you rely on Josh and his staff to come up with a game plan to make sure that you don't let Myles Garrett go out and ruin the game. So I'm sure Myles Garrett in the first 10 to 15 plays will get hit every which way to Sunday with jams and slams and hammers and chips and crack tosses. Like they're going to basically.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
We hit Myles Garrett as many different ways as they can early in the game to let him know, like, you're not going to wreck this football game. And that goes to the offensive coordinator. And I thought Austin Hooper had an interesting quote yesterday. They asked him about Drake and his development. He's like, Drake's just taking the ownership where he's looking at guys and saying, look, if you want the ball on this play, I need you to run the route like this. Like that to me at 23 years old to take the ownership for that. And basically be saying, guys, this is how I need it done. That shows to me the type of level that he's gotten to so quickly, like you said, not only from last year, but from the first week of the season till now.
All right, Brian, this isn't a Drake May question per se, but it sort of is. And I believe you were prepped by our producers. We didn't want to just throw it out there. Give me your top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And hopefully your answer will stick it to Cam Newton.
I love Cam. I mean, let me just say this. My year and a half spent with Cam was one of the funniest years I've ever had in my NFL career, and he kept it awesome. I did send this in, so I'm pulling up just to make sure I stick with it because it was very hard to do. I have Mahomes, Stafford, Dak Prescott, Drake May, and Josh Allen. And honestly, it was hard to leave out Baker Mayfield, but maybe I'm just having residual effects from the game last night. Mm-hmm. It was hard, honestly, to leave out Daniel Jones and Jared Goff. And so that's what I went with. I think, you know, it's fair. Matt Stafford in the 17th year might be playing the best football of his entire career. Dak Prescott is almost playing in a Joe Burrow type fashion of what Joe did last year, basically having to put the team on his back and throw the football all over the field. Drake, to me, has been consistent enough and has shown enough to garner being in the top five when we're just considering what's going on this year. And then, to me, Josh Allen, I mean, I know he's had a few weeks where things haven't gone his way, but I have not hidden over the past few years, my love for the way that he plays the game. I think it's actually inspires guys like Drake May. So it was tough to name those five because there's a lot of good quarterback play in the NFL right now.
Last question real quick. How impressed were you, by the way? This is a future Patriots opponent who I think Pats fans and the media alike probably thought would be a walkover. But now I think you legitimately could worry about them. How impressed were you with what Flacco did last Thursday and what that could mean for the revitalization of the Bengals?
Flacco kind of got the short end of the stick playing for Cleveland. They didn't have a lot of great threats, but he goes to Cincinnati. You have arguably, in my opinion, the best receiver in the NFL. So, I mean, how many times did he target Ja'Marr Chase? Like 20-something times?
23,
like, I would do that too on a short notice. Yeah, 23 times. So I think it was an interesting trade. Like when you saw that happen, you're like, this is such a typical Browns move. Like you're trading a guy to help out a team in the division, almost waving the white flag, so to speak. But I think Joe Flacco can keep those Bengals afloat in the hopes that maybe Joe Burrow makes it back. Joe Flacco has played a lot of good football during his career. And so the one thing that I would say, and probably what we love about the NFL, there are no easy cakewalk games in the NFL. You got to bring it each and every week. And so, the strength of the schedule looks good right now. But if you don't show up on Sunday, you're playing an NFL team and you can get beat. And so Flacco does that for the Bengals. I think some of the games coming up where maybe fans might just look at it and chalk it up as a W. No, you got to bring it. And the one thing I've seen from the Patriots that I love is they're winning games. And along the way, they're correcting the mistakes. I don't think they're just kind of bypassing the mistakes and sweeping them under the rug. Vrabel is too good of a coach to let that happen. So if you can win games while making mistakes and keep improving, you'll be in a good spot after Thanksgiving.
Brian, I've heard rumors that there was a particularly good episode of The Breakdown on NBC Sports Boston last night. You know anything about that? I didn't see it. So why was it so good? Do you know?
Shout out to Ted. I had to fill in. I mean, I know Ted's a little under the weather. I hope he feels better. I got the call 10 a.m. I said, I figured this is, you know, I used to do this in my old job. I was the backup and they called me in, tried to fill in Ted's shoes, but it's a tough job. And hopefully he's back and ready to go next week.
All right, man. Appreciate you joining us. And hopefully we have another Drake May performance that's just wowing us to talk about next week.
No doubt. See you guys next week.
Great Thanks, stuff Brian. As always, Brian.
Other than he's growing in his comfort level. He used mm-hmm. to spell the S word, and now he says the S word.
Man, we've had an
Jeremy F- Springer. I mean, guys, I know we make you comfortable.
That's the thing. This is a testament to the fact that people feel comfortable to be their authentic foul-mouthed selves around us.
Brian Hoyer's gotten an email from the WEI Afternoon Show producers.
Whoa, a threat
to whom it may concern.
And he's the only one on the email. There's no
Mr. 14-year multi-team quarterback.
No BCC necessary. It just says to Brian Hoyer from Stiz, to whom it may concern. 617-779-7937. You have it right there from an expert. Drake May is indeed a top five quarterback in the National Football League for the here and for the now. We'll talk about that and Brian Hoyer's thoughts about just how good he is and how ready he is to take on the Cleveland Browns and Fitzy's little fear that this could be a wake-up call week here in Foxborough. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.